The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
Netball Show with Flyhawk. Let's have a word with Britt Carter from The Netty Life, our favourite Aussie podcast. And yes, we've made a guest appearance this week on the podcast. Britt, let's have a quick look at some of the news that's happening in Suncorp and Sammy and the Swift.
News just in that Samantha Wallace-Joseph has played her final game for the club. And it's really interesting because it's Thursday night here in Australia. And there's only, you know, a few days now before the Swifts take the court again. So we knew something was going to drop eventually. And we would probably find out the news this week because it has been 2 weeks now since she took the court for the Swifts. She's been out of sight. And they've been very tight-lipped about what was going on there. But ultimately, mutually, they say they've parted ways. And so we're not sure whether Sam is still here in Australia or whether she's on her way back to Trinidad and Tobago. She could already be there. But it's just sad. The whole thing is sad because we know the potential of a player like Sam Wallace-Joseph. And yet we're hearing that the reason the club has parted ways with her is because of behavioural issues and she wasn't meeting the standards required, you know, to be part of a super netball club. So for someone that has won two grand finals with this club, who knows how great they can be in the top league in the world, earning a great contract, you'd imagine here as an import. And, yeah, it could, you know, be really life-changing and set her up for the rest of her retirement and life and whatever she plans to do with her partner now that she's just got married. But, she's been through injury for the last 2 years. It's been a grueling rehab to come back from not just an ACL, but I think she did absolutely everything in that knee, MCL. Like, it was a really bad job she did on it. And so to go through 2 years of rehab, finally get back to playing with your teammates out on court, be celebrated. Like, the crowd at the Team Girls Cup, which is our pre-season here leading into the Super Netball season, the crowd just absolutely wrapped their arms around Sam Wallace-Joseph, and the players had tears seeing her take the court for the first time after that knee injury and coming back. So it is really emotional, I think, for people that are Swifts fans, but also just general Sam Wallace-Joseph fans, knowing that she finally got back there and yet behavioural issues have seen her leave. So she's not been able to sustain the standard required, and she knows the standard required. So that's really disappointing, I think, just the lack of potential of what she could do and where her career could go over the next few years, because now we don't know where she's going to pop up and if she's going to keep playing netball. But the whole thing is just really sad.
And if it wasn't a busy news story for you, Beck Bullies left Firebird on the same day as well.
The news dropped within 10 minutes of each other. I have had a very busy day. I haven't left the computer at all. But I, of course, am very happy to take your call any time. And good. Just to return the favour after you appeared on our podcast this week, it was very nice to do the double.
It was good in the edit. Whoever edited was good. Was kind.
Oh, that was me. You can thank me. But I'm sure you'll edit this up nice as well, Andy. So very busy with Beck Bully. So the news that has dropped is that, again, and I'm using my fingers here to make the quotation marks, she has mutually parted way with the Queensland Firebirds. Now, she was only halfway through a four-year deal as their head coach, but the Firebirds in the last two seasons under her tenure have done pretty abysmally. They've been in the bottom two. They currently sit at the bottom of the ladder right now and have a real fight of them in the last 5 weeks of our regular season here in Super Netball to try and work their way back up the ladder. And, you know, they're not far off the rest of the teams outside the top four when it comes to points. But having watched some of their games and where they're at compared to some of those other teams that are fighting for a top four spot, is just, yeah, worlds apart right now. They don't look cohesive on court. Danielle Wallum has completely lost her sparkle. You can just tell that they're flat and unhappy. And now that we know that there has been a bit of friction, I would say, between the playing group and their coach, it kind of all makes sense why the performances weren't coming together on court. So, yeah, we did find out that the players actually went to AMPA, the Australian Netball Players Association here, just to look for some guidance because they weren't getting along with their coach. They weren't happy. that didn't feel like they were getting the development they required. And ultimately, it has seen Beck Bulley leave the club. So, yeah, two massive news stories dropping in the space of 10 minutes. Like, I can't think of another Super Netball player that's been, you know, that's parted ways with a club midway through a season like Sam Wallace-Joseph has, or a coach for that matter. I mean, we normally see in netball, these things come out at the end of the year. So they usually just wait, and then it's a parting of ways at the end of the season and someone else is signed. But to see both of these things happen on the one day midway through the season is very, very interesting. So it's been a massive, massive day here in Australia. I think Twitter is absolutely popping off right now, and the UK fans have also joined in that chat. So, yeah, it's just crazy. I think I'm going to have to wake up tomorrow and rub my eyes and make sure that it actually all did happen and it's not a dream.
Well, we're on about the league. How do you think Mavericks are doing so far? Obviously, the Tracy Neville connection.
Yeah, it's a really interesting one. Tracy Nev is, you know, loved by everyone here because of what she was able to do with the England Roses. I mean, it was devastating for us at the Commonwealth Games final, of course, and losing to England by one goal there. But at the end of the day, we love her character. We love the type of person she is and what she can do with her players and how far she can push them. And so we were all really excited to firstly see her join the Thunderbirds as an assistant last year, help them get to a title, and then take on the coaching reins at her own club this year at the Mavericks. So I think there's a few things that have forced her hand and made her potentially make some decisions that she wouldn't make in any regular season on a regular day. They've been absolutely, you know, bombarded with injuries, the poor things. So we saw Sasha Glasgow break her leg before the season started, Lauren Moore out with an ACL injury. And then just week by week, it's felt like we don't know who's going to be named on their team sheet because there's been a revolving door of injuries. Even if they have been small niggles here and there, like their biggest draw card would have to be Eleanor Cardwell, and she hasn't been available every week, whether it be through a quad strain or an ankle injury. You know, she's been through the wars as well. So I think, you know, they're probably struggling a little bit because if any club was going to be impacted by the shortened preseason that was caused by the whole CPA dispute that happened here in our league last year with players not getting paid and holding out for the standards that they wanted in the next pay agreement. All of that pushed that, you know, the signing period back, and it meant that the preseason here was very, very short. And so there's a lot of theories out there that maybe that is why we are seeing so many injuries, particularly for the Mavericks, knowing they are a new group. They're a new franchise. They're probably a bit slower. Maybe they don't have the same facilities like to get up and running and all of that, like the other clubs that are really professional have been around forever would have. So, yeah, I think Tracy Neville has done the best in the circumstances that have been handed to her. There have been moments where I've been really impressed by the Mavericks. They were probably the first team to really take it to the Fever. I believe they only lost to the Fever by 7 goals. And leading up to that point, the Fever had been beating sides like the Giants by 19 goals. So, yeah, I think the Mavericks are really building something special. I do love the character and the personality that they have around the side. But hopefully next year they're not as hampered by injuries and we can actually see their true potential.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jadine van der Merwe and you are listening to The Netball Show.
Brett, the Diamonds have been announced. I suppose some of the key takings from that are the likes of Hannah Mundy, Georgie Hodges and Ash Irvine are in. And the fact maybe that they're in their early 20s is only going to be a bonus.
Oh, yeah. So you're so right, Andy. And we're already thinking ahead to 2027. I think knowing that Australia is hosting it this time, and we had the FIFA World Cup here last year for women, and it was just a huge cultural phenomenon for the Matildas here, our national football team. And that wave of support for women's sport has really just kick-fired a whole lot of sports. And so I think what they did with the FIFA World Cup is really set an example of what women's sport is capable of in this country. Because now every time the Matildas play here, they're selling out every stadium they play in. I think they've had about 14 games straight of sold-out crowds, and they're playing at venues that can hold 80,000 people. So just absolutely incredible stuff. Now, netball obviously doesn't have stadiums like that, but we can hold, you know, 10 to 20,000 in some of our venues. So I think netball is really looking ahead to the future, making sure that we prepare the team and that it's going to put on a really good performance and hopefully grab the hearts of all of the fans here in Australia so that they do jump on the Diamonds and maybe the Diamonds experience some kind of wave that the Matildas did. And yeah, just hopefully it rockets them into a bit more fame, because at the moment they're obviously the netball participants here, and you know, most sports fans know the Diamonds and know their success, but there's still a lot of people out there that probably wouldn't know what the Diamonds are and what they've achieved. So yeah, I think, you know, long-winded answer to say that Stacey Marinkovic looking to the future can only be a good thing for us, the performances we've got to come, and there'll be pressure on the Diamonds to win here in that 2027 World Cup. So signing people up like an Ash Irvin, a Hannah Mundy, a Georgie Horgis will bode really well, because in 3 to 4 years' time, they'll be really hitting their strides in that Diamonds environment. And I don't think I've heard a bad word said about these selections. Everyone seems to be universally on the same page. They love them. There's probably just a couple more players that could have been added to the mix, knowing that Stacey Marinkovic only named 18 and she could have gone up to 22. So someone could be added later on. Yeah, but right now, very happy with where the team sits.
The players that we've just mentioned, we got there on merit. And despite Steph and Ash and Maddie and Ruby as well, I suppose Stacey's got that flow of players that are always able to step into the Diamonds and just take their place as and when she wants them to.
I think Kate made a really good point on our podcast on the week just gone, where she said that Australia has this incredible depth that we don't have to pick people before they're ready. So maybe it appears from the outside that people step into this Diamonds environment and absolutely just take to it like a dog to water. But I think part of what Kate says also is part of the reason why it looks like it's working from the outside, because she's picking people when she knows they're ready to come in rather than trying to rush them through. And certainly when you think about someone like Ash Irvin, who's only 21 years old, she only debuted in Super Netball last year. So it does, I think when you see her story from the outside, you think, oh, she's been rushed into the program. But the performances she's been able to put out on court this year very much warrant a selection. So, I think what Stacey has done really well is select based on form and reward the players that deserve that call-up. And I think the call-ups will actually take their game to a whole another level again, which sounds like a really cliched thing to say, but just knowing that they're going to be in a high performance environment that's even a step above the Super Netball. So she's seen them, she's gone, you deserve this, and your form warrants the selection. But I know that I can take your game to another level as well if I bring you into the environment at the right time. So I think it's about timing. I think Stacey Marinkovic is a very clever coach, and yeah, I, as you said, I think they're warranted selection. I am going to miss watching a Steph Fretwell and an Ash Brazel out on court, and there's big shoes to fill there. So I will be keeping an eye on who gets those spots, because we've even got someone like an Amy Parmenter who's been in the Diamonds setup for, I want to say, 2 to 3 years, really biding her time waiting for the wing defense bib. And now that Ash Brazel has retired and moved on from netball, maybe it's Amy's turn to shine. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this team takes shape, I guess, in the international window after Super Netball finishes up.
I needed to ask you about Kath Tetley as well, who's joining Netball Scotland as their new national coach. What do you know about her career in netball so far? Because she's at Swifts, isn't she?
She's the GM of Swifts, so general manager. And as we've already discussed earlier in the pod, I think she's been very busy over the last few weeks trying to manage that situation. But in terms of coaching, Kath's got a very interesting story. So when I first started at the ABC many, many moons ago.
At the age of 16, 10 years ago.
Yeah, let's run with that. Kath was actually the media manager for Netball New South Wales. And so I was looking for experience. I reached out to the state association and said, have you got any commentary gigs going? Is there any local leagues? And at the time they were just putting together the Netball New South Wales Premier League, and it was going to have its first season. It was going to be streamed, and there was someone involved with Cath at the time that I was actually directly speaking to, but before they okayed me to have the gig, Cath was in a meeting and I met her. And so, yeah, I knew she had done a lot in the background in the administration space of netball. But it was really only when she started to coach at the GWS Fury that I could see what she could bring to a role there. So she went from being the media manager of the state league to actually being a coach of an under 23 side in that same league. And she took that team to a title. They won. She's really good at developing younger players and just making sure that they're getting everything they need to take their game to the level required to play at, say, our Premier League standard, which is pretty high. So, yeah, so she was there for a while. Then she's gone back to the Swifts, more in a administration capacity now as their general manager. And I was just completely shell-shocked to see her pop up for Scotland. I did know that she had Celtic roots, but I had no idea she would be interested in the role, that she would be happy to up and move and go over there. But it's very exciting. And, I'll be interested to see what she can do when it comes to trying to put pathways in place for Scottish players and ensure that the Thistles program continues to shine. Because now that they haven't got a Super League team, I do worry about what's going to happen for their players and whether they're going to get the exposure they need. But hopefully with Cass coming into the fold, that'll all continue. So I hope she does well, and I hope Scotland embrace her. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, she'll be joining Netball Scotland in September as well, following the end of your season over there. Mm-hmm. For the moment, Britt, thank you, and same time tomorrow.
Sure, why not?
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.